Let's go to the courts now. Various court appearances happening across the country. We'll start in Estcourt, where Carl Niehaus, the former spokesperson of the disbanded Mkhonto'isizwe Military Veterans Association, back in court this morning, appearing in the Estcourt Magistrates Court for contravening COVID-19 regulations last year. Remember, he was arrested outside the Correctional Services Center there when former President Jacob Zuma was imprisoned in July last year. And Carl Niehaus has always said that his arrest was purely political. He believed that it was politically motivated, essentially. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN reporter, watching that one for us. And Nhlanhla, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. What's happened in court today?
Well, Mandy, Carl took to the stand this morning, of course. I rather took to the dock when the state had two other witnesses, Mandy, that took to the stand. The first witness was a digital forensic investigator who says he was tasked to investigate Carl's tweet. You'd remember the particular tweet from last year when he said, "Today, me and my comrades are going outside the escort facilities in support of former President Jacob Zuma, but to also register our protest against his unlawful arrest." But it turns out that the Carl's defense rather says the state here does not really have a strong case, mainly. So we've seen those arguments between Carl's legal representative, that is advocate, and Thabiseng Mokoena, also the state's Yurika Ngai, arguing here in court. The matter, Mandy, has been adjourned until 2. What they want to do now, Mandy, is that they want to apply that the case be thrown out of the roll. They say they want the charges against Carl dropped, saying that the state does not have a strong case in this regard, Mandy.
So after the first witness, they are effectively bringing an application for the case to be thrown out.
Well, there was a second witness, Mandy, but I, for one, who was actually inside court, did not see really the reason for the second witness to be brought here. The second witness is the acting regional commissioner for the correctional facilities in the province. Tanzeka. Kenneth, rather, so Mthombeni, who took to the stand, also being asked questions like, were people allowed to visit the escort facilities at the time? But also we had a conversation, Mandy, with Carl outside. He still really maintains that, look, those charges against me are politically motivated, close quote, Mandy. So he's arguing that his arrest was of a direct order from high-profile politicians, saying that the fact that he was arrested live while doing an interview on TV, they really wanted to also watch his arrest happening during that time. But I can tell you that they are applying that the matter or the charges against him be dropped, Mandy.
And what is the kind of support that we are seeing for Carl Niehaus outside court today? Are there people there supporting him?
No, Mandy, not at all. When eyewitness news arrived here, expected, in fact, to find supporters, because we saw a tweet by Carl last week expressing gratitude about what would have been support coming here in this particular court to support him. But when we arrived here, we saw no one. But, of course, there were a few members in ANC regalia inside this court, and one that was wearing the uniform of the disbanded MKNVA, but there is no type of activities outside court, Mandy.
And Nhlanhla, thank you for that. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN reporter in Estcourt, where Carl Niehaus is appearing in court there. He was arrested, of course, for inciting violence, I think is the charge there. And looks like they're going to be applying for that matter to now be thrown out of court.